Good morning. So this morning we'll continue our exploration of mindfulness, our practice with mindfulness. And today we're going to talk about Vedana. Some of you will be familiar with this word, some of you not. Vedana is often translated as like feeling tone. To be distinguished from emotions, feeling tone as it pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. So that's simple. Three types of feeling tone. Some of you will know that this is one of the foundations of mindfulness in the Satipatthana Sutta. So it's a really rich place of practice, and there are depths of insight that are possible when working with this. And part of the reason is because whether something is pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, it conditions our habitual reactions. The usual way that we respond, these underlying tendencies we have. Something's pleasant, we want more of it. Something's unpleasant, we want less of it. And if something's neutral, neither pleasant nor unpleasant, we often just don't even notice or quickly go look for something more interesting. Something a little more juicy. One of the advantages of looking at Vedana, pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, is that it's a fantastic way to just simplify whatever's happening. We've been giving a number of instructions over these weeks, and like, wait, what was that raft thing? Or what was I supposed to do with thoughts? Or I can't quite feel my body. It's just too much. Just simplify. Is this pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral? And there's a way that we can just notice that and make a small little note. Unpleasant. And there's a way in which making this note just kind of like interrupts the momentum of the story making that happens, that follows unpleasant experiences, for example. This shouldn't be happening. Why is this happening to me? Not this again. Aren't they going to fix the temperature so it's always perfect in here? You know, whatever the story is. So there's a way in which just noticing pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral is a way that we can just sometimes is more accessible and simpler when we're really lost or feeling overwhelmed or it just feels like too much. Or maybe the mind is really quiet and it just wants something very simple to do. Maybe I'll also say that the simpleness of just noticing feeling tone also supports mindfulness in daily life. This is something that's transportable that we can take with us in all different activities and experiences. Is this unpleasant, pleasant, or neutral? And maybe I'll just say, I'll lead us a little bit in an exercise, but before we do, I want to say a few more things. One is this way of practicing with Vedana, that really simplifying, is not to like deny the complexity of our life, complexity of the world, or deny the juiciness of our experience. It's not trying to be small-minded or dry or dismissive. It's just a way that we can look at our experience that can be supportive. Help us to notice our habitual tendencies, the story making that arises with pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. We learn something about ourselves. As well as maybe it can take the momentum away from those stories. Maybe the stories don't even begin when we're noticing Vedana. And then I'm going to say just a few words about working with neutral Vedana, things that are not pleasant nor unpleasant. They're bland. And these are the most difficult to notice. And part of the reason why they're the most difficult is because they don't support any sense of me. I like this. I don't like this. And these neutral experiences, when we encounter them, we often want to dramatize them. We want to shift to something more exciting, that's easier to keep our attention, that somehow is a problem we can solve, or something we can seek, or you know, something that allows this sense of me, and I'm going to do something here. And this wish to always be stimulated or dramatize our experiences really can lead to our forever seeking, seeking, seeking. Another reason why it might be helpful to just notice these perfectly mundane, neutral experiences. Maybe like your wrist is resting on something. Maybe that's just a perfectly neutral experience, sensation that often we wouldn't even notice and be dismissive of. But there's a way, in general, neutral experiences, we can mistake them for being like permanent or continuously present because we aren't noticing that they're changing or shifting because we just aren't noticing them. Last night I talked about impermanence. So looking at even the impermanence of neutral experiences can be really powerful. So maybe I'll invite you to just do a gentle, relaxed, easy body scan, starting with the head, going towards the toes, and just noticing sensations that have pleasant Vedana. Might be the fingers touching, one hand touching the other. Maybe there's something just very slightly pleasant. Maybe there's a little bit of warmth, the skin-to-skin contact. Or maybe the hand is touching some fabric, and maybe it's a little bit soft. These sensations can be very subtle. And now let's do a body scan with sensations that are unpleasant, maybe just in a subtle way. Maybe the pressure of the body against the cushion feels like a little bit unpleasant, maybe not. Maybe there's a shoulder or a back or a knee that has some little bit of unpleasant sensations. You can just lightly label unpleasant. And then we'll do a third body scan, just looking for neutral sensations. Might be the feeling of fabric against the skin on the upper arms. Or maybe that's not even quite can be felt. Maybe wherever fabric against the skin is felt. Maybe there are sensations around the eyes that are neutral. So to practice with Vedana, could do a body scan just from head to toe, noticing sensations and just labeling individual sensations, pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, in a relaxed, easy way. Or you can start with or stay with what you've been using as the anchor, most likely the breath. And then when something becomes compelling other than the breath, whatever it might be, a sound, an experience, sensation, just use a very light note, unpleasant, pleasant, neutral. And then just come back to the breath. You don't want to make this complicated, burdensome. We don't always have to label, but there can be a way just to notice sensations.